This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Illinois Department of Agriculture has named a fifth-generation Central Illinois farmer, Harold Wilkin, the winner of the annual R.J. Vollmer Award for Sustainable Agriculture for 2015. Wilkin, together with his wife Sandy and son Ross, are the proprietors of Janie's Farm, which is based in Danforth, Illinois. The farm's name honors Harold and Sandy's daughter, Janie, who was killed in a car accident in 2001. Janie's Farm produces corn, soybeans, wheat, oats, pumpkins, black beans, alfalfa, seed corn, and popcorn. Most of the 2,370 acres on Wilkin's farm are USDA certified organic, with 370 acres in second year transition and 100 acres in first year transition. Harold Wilkin began farming 33 years ago and credits his first landlady, 82-year-old Ivadelle DuBois, with trying to get him to just say no to chemical herbicides, insecticides, and fertilizers. In 2003, when Harold began transitioning his first field of just 33 acres to organic, he quickly saw the benefits to the soil and to his bank account. Not only were his input costs much lower, but he was making far more money per bushel with the premium prices on organic grains. But to Harold, the community and health benefits were even more important than the financial benefits. Because more eyes and hands were needed on the diverse organic operation, he has been able to hire more and more people each year. Wilkins says the thing he learned right after he started the transition to organic is that there are a lot of landowners who want their land farmed organically. He's been shocked at the number of people who have contacted him. Wilkin is proud that his nephew, as well as his son Ross, who graduated from the U of I in 2013, now work full-time on the family farm. He says his goal when he walks away is to have more people working the land. Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction will be held this Saturday starting at 11 a.m. Mike Hamilton says you can expect to see a variety of large rounds, large squares, and small squares available.
So far, Katie, we've got a load of premium alfalfa in 3x3s. We've got a load of mixed grass. We've got some first crop alfalfa in 3x3s. And we've got a load of 4x4s of brome grass. And then a fella called this morning, said he was going to bring a load of corn stalks. So should end up with probably 100, 150 round bales. And like I say, we've got 4 or 5 loads of 3x3s. And on the small squares, it's kind of hard to say right now with the rain that they're predicting for the weekend, but we should have some small squares. We have a man there from 8 o'clock Friday morning till 6 o'clock Friday evening, and then we accept hay up until 10:30 Saturday.
Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction. For more information, you can call Mike at 618-410-4293. We'll be back with more after these messages. Lean meats, milk, eggs, and cheese, along with a variety of fruits and vegetables, are still on the menu in the latest U.S. dietary guidelines for Americans. The 2015 guidelines largely reflect the 2010 guidelines to eat a variety of nutrient-dense foods, including fruits, vegetables, vegetable oils and grains, low-fat dairy, and lean meats, along with limiting saturated fats, added sugar, and sodium. Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Burwell did not take questions during a media call Thursday, but did address a key criticism of ag lawmakers that the science has been wrong before.
The 2015 guidelines reflect the latest research and rigorous science. They're based on the review of numerous scientific papers and years of research, expert advice from HHS and the Department of Agriculture, and input from the public.
However, the research is changing with evidence of heart disease in ancient people despite low-fat diets and plenty of physical activity. Burwell did cite one difference in the 2015 guidelines from the 2010 guidelines.
Unlike in years past, we're no longer offering a key recommendation for a specific limit on dietary cholesterol, though the recommendation to reduce saturated fats remains a key component of good health.
The guidelines call for fewer than 10% of calories per day from added sugars or saturated fat, which includes butter, whole milk, and lean meats, and fewer than 2,300 milligrams per day of sodium. The Obama administration announced that South Africa will open its market to U.S. pork, a move praised by the National Pork Producers Council. National Pork Producers Council said in a statement Thursday that the council applauds the administration and trade officials for the lifting of the ban. The council has been working for several years with the governments in the U.S. and in Pretoria to lift a ban on U.S. pork. Council President Dr. Ron Prestage said, "Now that the barriers are falling, we have gained the opportunity to sell safe, high-quality, and affordable U.S. pork to over 50 million new consumers." That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.